This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, the harvest is still great, but the laborers are still few. A look at Hebrews 11 through 13. Daily Discipleship is a radio ministry of the Navigators whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
A few months ago, I was sitting along a river that flowed quietly through a missionary jungle base in South America. A man was telling me about the many opportunities all around his mission, opportunities they could not pursue because, although the harvest was ripe, the laborers were few. And I could tell that it broke his heart. He was a man with a burden for the lost, but with an inadequate labor force to fully reap the harvest. A few months later, I sat with two pastors of a church in downtown London. They were surrounded by some of the most powerful corporations in the world, business with a global influence. And these two pastors echoed the same lament of the missionary in South America, a lack of laborers to reach out to the spiritually hungry people in these great corporations. The harvest was great, but the laborers were few. Now, if this same need exists all around the world, how are these spiritual labors going to be supplied? It must begin with prayer. Jesus said, "Pray, therefore, the Lord of the harvest, that He will send forth laborers into His harvest." And this is what the writer of Hebrews is praying in chapter 13, verses 20 and 21. "Now the God of peace that raised from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, equip you with everything good for doing His will, and may He work in us what is pleasing to Him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." Here the writer sees the work that needs to be done, the thousands of souls that need to be reached with the gospel, and he falls on his knees and prays that God would equip these people to do the work that needs to be done. Christian, only God can bring out the full potential of His people. He calls on us to co-labor with Him to fulfill the Great Commission. We co-labor through evangelism and teaching new Christians how to grow in faith. But producing laborers for the harvest is more than building an educational assembly line and cranking people through it. God is looking for people who will go to the fields early, work hard, and stay late because they are committed to Christ and to the task at hand. This kind of person cannot be produced by human endeavor alone. Will you make the need for spiritual laborers a matter of prayer today and ask someone to join you as you pray? The fields are ripe, the laborers are few, and the solution begins with prayer. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To encourage you in your daily discipleship, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's Daily Walk. Daily Walk is a practical devotional guide that offers fresh insight on how to walk with Christ and share His love with others. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. On tomorrow's edition, the law of liberty means freedom. On Daily Discipleship.